Once upon a time, there were three brothers. The youngest of them was named Peter. Peter was treated badly by his two brothers. If anything went wrong, Peter was blamed. One day, Peter met an old woman. She asked him why he looked so sad. He told her about his troubles.
"Why don't you set out and try to find your fortune?"
she asked. "You're right," Peter said. The next day, he left his father's house early. He soon felt tired and sat down on a hill. The old woman suddenly appeared again. She asked him,
"How will you find your fortune?"
Peter was confused.
"I don't know." "I'll tell you what you must do," said the old woman. "But don't forget me when you are rich."
"I won't," said Peter.
"This evening, go to that tree. Under it, you will find a sleeping man and a swan. You must not wake the man, but you must take the swan away with you. Everyone you meet will love its feathers," said the old woman. "And you must allow people to pull out a feather. But as soon as the swan feels a touch, it will scream out. Then you must say, 'Swan, hold fast.'"
"Poor swan," thought Peter. The old woman went on.
"The hand of each person who touches the bird will stick to it. You can free the hand only if you touch the person with this stick."
"How strange," thought Peter.
"When you have captured some people in this way," said the old woman, "lead them to a town. You will see a princess who has never laughed. If you can make her laugh, you will become a rich man. Please don't forget me."
"I promise," said Peter. Later that day, he went to the tree. A man was there fast asleep, and a swan was tied to the tree beside him. Peter untied the rope and let the bird away.
"Okay, swan, help me make my fortune," said Peter to the large white bird.
He liked the bird, but could it really make him rich? Peter walked along the road with the swan for some time. He came to a building yard. The men there stopped working when they saw Peter. One young man said,
"If only I had one of those feathers, how happy I would be."
"Pull one out then," said Peter. The man touched a feather. The swan began to scream. Peter yelled, "Swan, hold fast." No matter what he did, the young man could not get his hand away. He howled, and the more he howled, the more the others laughed. A girl who was scrubbing clothes in the stream hurried up to see why the man was howling. She tried to help him by pulling his hand away. The bird screamed,
"Swan, hold fast,"
called out Peter, and the girl was also caught. When Peter had gone on for a bit with his captives, they met a chimney sweep. The sweep laughed and asked the girl what she was doing.
"Give me your hand. Set me free from this," pleaded the girl.
"I can do that, if that's all you want," said the chimney sweep.
He gave the girl his hand. The bird screamed.
"Swan, hold fast," said Peter,
and the chimney sweep was stuck too. They came to a village where a fair was being held. A clown saw all the people stuck to the swan.
Are you stuck?
He asked, giggling.
Set us free like a good clown, said the sweep.
The clown touched the chimney sweep's hand, and the bird screamed.
Swan, hold fast,
called out Peter, and the clown was stuck.
Let me help. I'm the mayor, said a big man.
He put his hand on the clown to help him. The bird screamed, and Peter called out,
Swan, hold fast.
And now the mayor was stuck. Peter kept walking. Now he had a nice group of captives. While Peter and his group were on the road, a carriage went by. A young lady, who was very solemn, looked out of it. But no sooner had she seen the group of people stuck to the swan than she began to laugh.
The princess has laughed at last, cried the people.
The king heard about this. He had Peter and his group brought before him.
Do you know what I promised the person who made the princess laugh?
Asked the king.
No,
said Peter.
You can have 1,000 gold pieces or a parcel of land. Which will you choose?
Asked the king. Peter chose the land. Then he touched the man, the girl, the chimney sweep, the clown, and the mayor with his little stick. They were all free. Then the princess put her hand on the swan. The bird screamed.
Swan, hold fast, said Peter.
Princess, will you marry me?
The princess laughed.
Of course, you make me laugh.
Peter freed the princess, and the swan flew away. Peter looked for the old woman who had helped him. He gave her a beautiful house and took care of her like she was his mother.